down in the Cincinnati area is the worst air pollution in our state. And unfortunately, Ohio is some of the worst pollution in the country. So it's important people watch when there's air quality alert. They also need to be proactive about contacting their legislators, their lawmakers, and saying, we really need this to be cleaned up.
What is ozone and why does it cause smog?
Smog is another name for ozone, and smog is created in the atmosphere when two chemicals come together, but it needs heat and sunlight. That's why we're getting it in the hot, sunny days. There's an increased risk of early death. You get lung inflammation, so it's like having that sunburn on your lungs. You cough a lot. Your lung function is decreased. You can have an asthma attack. You're at an increased risk of having a lung infection. And all of these are dangerous to people, especially seniors, kids, people who work outdoors or exercise outdoors, mm-hmm. people with heart disease. Even people with diabetes are at higher risk of heart disease, so they need to be careful to stay inside during these days also.
What do you mean by a sunburn on your lungs? How does the ozone get inside of your lungs and do that?
Well, it's a gas, so it can make it into your lungs, and when it's there, it inflames that area. This has been doing that same kind of thing that the sun does to your outside of your body.
So the state of the air graded counties based on their average particle pollution and ozone levels. So what exactly is it that you guys measured to calculate those levels or those grades?
So we measure, as I said, ozone levels, first of all, and that's like the sunburn on your lungs. And particle pollution is the second thing that we measure, and that's like microscopic bits of stuff. When they burn diesel or you burn wood, there's little pieces of ash or tiny bits of metals, lead or mercury. Some of them are really hazardous to you, even when you're doing agriculture and the dust blows across. And they're so tiny, much smaller than a human hair, that they can get down into the deepest part of your lungs and into your bloodstream. It causes increased risk of lung cancer, heart attacks, asthma attacks. You'll see increased hospitalization and ER visits. It slows down lung function growth in kids. Particle pollution kills tens of thousands of people each year.
Brian Cunningham at the Ohio-Kentucky-Indiana Regional Council commented on air quality and what people can do to help.
It is very much a concern in our region simply because we are in a valley, we have a lot of manufacturing, and so that's why it's important folks realize small steps that they can take, such as fueling their car after 8 o'clock, not topping it off, cutting their grass later. Larger scale efforts include technology for the coal-burning power plants, also road projects, because it will help to ease congestion. So we do have an educational outreach to folks. We are involved with rideshare. Carpooling is another thing that people can do to help improve the air quality in the region.
For more information and a link to the American Lung Association's report, visit WNKU.org and click on Regional News. For WNKU, I'm Sarah Nickum.